Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Yeah, Chicago sports for sure.
Afternoons on The Score.
And by the way, in terms, we had one sack today.
One sack?
Bears had one sack.
And one tackle for loss. The Bears had.
Quinn, where is my guy? Where is Robert Quinn?
I think
he has a lot of one-on-ones over there. And at first, I thought it was Trent Williams. Okay, I'll give you a pass on that one. That's Trent Williams. That's a monster over there.
99.
We still haven't had much out of Quinn this entire year.
Yeah,
I don't think he has a sack yet.
Record safe right now.
Well, it's not the record. We need pressure. We need him to win. We need him to win the one-on-ones. That is what this defense is predicated on.
Yeah.
As far as up front. You got to win your one-on-ones. If you don't win your one-on-ones, we're in trouble.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on The Score.
Football after show, NBC Sports Chicago. Trent Dilfer joins us in an hour. Jalen Johnson in 90 minutes. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. We'll take some calls in just a moment. 312-644-6767. I'm interested in, like, right now, the defense of how they're approaching this. Is they're doing what they have to do to try to win games and be competitive in these games when they have a talent deficiency, and you've got to try to win games or else you'll lose the locker room.
Mm-hmm, that the whole culture is built on wins. So you're talking about game theory, strategy, overall mindset from the coaching perspective.
Yeah, and how we are talking about fields, like, as a collective, you know, because hey, maybe we shouldn't ask him to do too much if he can't or the pass protection can't and all that. Well, they're bad enough that they could lose five games in a row here, you know? So when is it going to flip or is it going
to
flip?
To making it about Fields, about worrying about Fields?
Yeah, to making it about that, and even if they don't say it publicly.
Sure.
But just an acknowledgement of, okay, we got to do a little bit more here to develop what we have. We have to maybe make a change or two on the offensive line to sacrifice run blocking in the name of pass blocking.
Uh-huh.
You know, just little things. And I'm not saying that there's definitive answers there, but I'm just curious.
Like, let's
when
use
they
our
get
time.
To, yeah, when that gets here. Because I would say I've seen enough.
Well, easy answer is playoff elimination.
That would be way too late.
I know.
That'd be way too late.
But that's, you know, that's how they're going to. That's their default first response on how it defunctions. Let me say, by the way, that our conversation that we had in the last, 5 minutes of the last segment, if anybody missed it, I thought was really important and is like, because you're acknowledging that Fields looks really bad but has nothing, and I'm acknowledging that he has nothing, but I'm scared about how bad he looks, you know? And this is where it is. There's got to be room for nuance in this, because it could be that they have nothing and he's not the guy. It could be, because very few people are the guy. There's, 12, 15 difference-making quarterbacks in the NFL who can scramble, make more out of a play, and, by the way, also be the pocket guy that you need. It's highly unlikely that the Bears have found one just because they're hard to find, let alone the history in this town.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But there's also a gap between, like, the Josh Allens and Pat Mahomes of the world and dudes you still pay. Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, like, dudes that you just, they're good enough.
Yeah.
And you pay them because you don't want to start over. So,
and then there's the journeymen who actually are pretty good if you gave them the time. Like, you know, Jacoby Brissett, I happen to think, is that guy. Maybe Geno Smith is turning into that guy.
Yeah, but you can find those guys.
Yeah, those guys are findable.
You can find those guys. You start over and take another swing if you're conceding that he's just going to be that.
Which is why your point of figure out what you got here with Justin as quickly as you can has some merit in the team-building concept.
And that I don't think they did enough to support him to give him a realistic shot to prove what he has, which is why I think he's going to get next year, or at least some of next year.
You'll see it this weekend, I think. They'll be down by a couple scores. You'll see him air that ball out.
I hope so.
It's not how they want to do it, but I think inadvertently you'll end up getting your wish.
Dude, I think they're going to get boat raced against the Vikings.
Yeah.
I can't believe that spread's only 7.
If they do that, Tanny,
hammered Minnesota.
If they do that, Tanny, then he's going to get hit so many more times because of how much he holds it and because of how bad the line is and everything else. That, you know, I fear for an injury for the man. I really do. He's exposed over and over and over and over again.
It's not a good combination. And to answer Lance's question real quick before we take the call, what did Daniel Jones have? 13 pass attempts? Not a lot of opportunity. 1 sack, 13 pass attempts? They didn't need to throw. You're not going to see teams throw against the Bears. Not because they can't. But because it's just easier to run the ball for 8 yards a carry. They literally ran the ball 44 times yesterday for 6 yards a carry. Why would you ever throw if you can run for 262 yards against the Bears? Gary's in Bolingbrook. He's on a Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday. What up, Gary?
Yeah, you guys are looking at this from the wrong point of view.
Okay.
We got an accountant who took over this after the old coach died. And he's got it figured out that if you win in 63, people will buy all your apparel for about 20-some years. So after 22 years in 85, they went to the championship again. Mm-hmm. And then after 22 years, they went to the championship in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can do all the talking you want, but they're not going to go back to the championship or even try to get to the championship to 29. Right now you could be playing Simeon and at least have a chance to win.
I like their chances against Simeon.
They don't want it.
No, not against Simeon High School, but using Trevor Simeon at quarterback.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought they were going to play Simeon's football team. I think the Bears could cover against them.
No, that's not what I mean. All right, so hold on, Gary. Bad. This is interesting.
I misunderstood.
I happen to think that, you know, time in the calendar is sort of arbitrary, like it's just how we decided to group eternity. But let's just go with what you're going with. Every 22 years, something good happens to the Bears. What should we do for the next 7 years? Like, this is our life.
Don't
this is our job.
Don't buy any jerseys. Don't buy any hats. Don't buy any. Well, you got to buy tickets. But anyway, don't buy any of their extra stuff.
Okay.
They don't make any money. They'll send them back to the championship, so people will buy stuff again.
How about
you got an accountant running that team? You got, you know, he wants money. He don't care about that. He got rid of his family. He got rid of all the Hallis people, and now he's doing good.
Well, the accountant's retiring, Gary.
Not a bad thing.
The accountant's retiring.
Polyester to silk, not a bad thing.
All right, thanks for the call, Gary.
Do you have a suggestion on programming? Like what we should talk about in terms of Bears for the next 7 years?
He's like, you guys can talk about whatever you want. Oh, good.
Thank you.
It's talk radio. We're gonna have to talk about something.
Is it bad if you said, I guarantee, probably is. I guarantee the Bears will be playing in the Super Bowl in 7 years. Would you take it?
Yeah. I'll give you a Super Bowl appearance in 7 years.
Oh,
but
my
in
God.
Between, you have to.
Whatever they give you.
You don't know, yeah.
Yeah. Just whatever happens in the next 6, you just have to take. But in 2029, they're in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Where do I sign?
As a fan base, can we accelerate that process? According to Gary, they'll try to go back if you just stop buying the merchandise. So if we just came together, stopped buying the merchandise, they'll go back.
I can't do it, man, since Nike took over. It looks so nice.
Stuff looks good. Yeah, no, I agree.
It's a good look.
I agree.
Yeah, I love all my Bears gear that I always wear.
That you always wear. You're such a big fan. But Texture says, the reason I'm distraught about the Bears and Fields being horrible is because we know that the following will happen. He'll be awful next year with money invested in weapons and an offensive line. Then he'll be bad the year after that, a do-or-die year when the regime will mortgage the future on the next great quarterback, fire the coach, and the cycle repeats. That's a guy who's looking forward to that Super Bowl in 2029.
Oh, but that guy is right. The most likely outcome here is that
they draft someone next year and he'll be in a competition with Justin.
But I doubt they draft a guy in the first round.
No, no, they won't. No, they'll have their guy.
Well, so that's going to make him even less likely to succeed.
Their version of Matt Corral.
Their version of Desmond Ridder. Their Kirk Cousins. Their, you know what I mean? Yeah, their Dak Prescott. Right. They'll use a second to fourth round pick on a quarterback.
Which they should, frankly.
Fine. Fine.
Maybe you hit it.
I've always said you take one every year.
Every year!
I've heard about that.
Ron Turner said it.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
And then Ryan Pace said it, but didn't do it.
Not at all, yeah.
Jackass.
Well, we're still here. But like today's actually like a monumental day here. We're at the midway point. Remember, we talked about this briefly last week.
Of what?
Fields had 9 starts last year.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
He's
had 4 starts this year. Okay. That makes 13.
I can do that math.
He's got 13 starts left this year. Assuming health, there's no scenario where they bench him for Trevor Siemian. So we are at, if he gets the minimum, right? Like if they drafted a first round pick or traded for a disgruntled quarterback in the offseason, whatever the case may be, brought in Jimmy G, brought it, right? Like this is, in a worst case scenario for Justin Fields, we're at 50% of the way through his Bears starts.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, it's a tipping point. We've reached a tipping point, Mr. Gladwell.
That's what I'm saying.
God, I'd kill Shane for Jimmy G.
You'd kill Shane for Jimmy G?
Yeah.
I want to be specific on who I'd kill.
Yeah.
All right. I was screening a call. What just happened? Yeah.
Quarterbacks you'd kill Shane for. Line it up. 312-644.
That's not a terrible idea.
Tyrod Taylor.
Oh,
kill Shane for Tyrod Taylor.
Die for the show.
Wait, hold on. Before you guys pick one, which one is the accused sexual abuser? Isn't that who you're going to pick?
Listen, I was willing to trade my dog for Deshaun Watson before I knew about the alleged sexual abuse, okay?
Not after, to be clear.
Yeah.
The dog was taken off the market.
As soon as I found out.
Not good, dog fans.
As soon as I found out, I rescinded the trade-off.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But.
Jesus.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
But the Browns still felt good about guaranteeing what?
Yeah.
$300 million?
Like, oh, Omar's off the table. We'll give you $230 million fully guaranteed.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
That was so messed up with me. I'm sorry again, Tanny. Sorry about that.
The Browns, absolutely better than the Bears, even without Deshaun Watson.
Oh, without a doubt.
They've had a lead in the fourth quarter of every game they've played this year.
Tanny, would you kill Shane for Jacoby Brissett?
Man, he's been good.
Yeah, it's been.
It's been good.
And I really don't like Shane, so, man, it's tempting.
Like that guy.
I needed this today.
Would you do it for Simeon's quarterback?
No. Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry, Gary's call was otherwise so easy to follow.
Oh, Gary, man.
You could see how I could make that mistake.
Why did Mike Tomlin buckle and do exactly what Matt Nagy did? You totally predicted this, and I'm so pissed.
Because I've watched the NFL.
I know, but he's supposed to be a different guy. He's a smarter coach. He's a made guy.
He's not.
I liked that Kenny Pickett was third string. If you're going to sit him, then really sit him. That's why he got no reps. But then there he goes at halftime without any good first team reps, without a game plan installed to take advantage of him, without being put in a position mentally to even be ready for the game as a starter. It's exactly what Nagy did with Fields last year. What the hell, man?
It's crazy. I think you're looking at it the wrong way. They should have done it the other way.
Well, but that's the thing. If you're not going to do it the other way, then don't do it this way. Don't do it this way.
And these people are largely not creative
people. He should know enough to not let it happen this way. We've seen this a million times.
I know, but you know who we need to add to the list of quarterbacks who look better than Justin Fields? Kenny Pickett.
Oh, man.
And he had 13 pass attempts and 3 of them were intercepted.
That's not fair.
Dude, I watched. The guy came in. There was an immediate buzz. You want to talk about a guy who's like, Justin Fields holds the ball too long? That's not Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett grips it and rips it. That dude is not afraid. And his interceptions, one was a Hail Mary, and a couple others hit off receivers' hands. Like, that guy, not scared of the moment at all. And I'm not saying Fields is scared of the moment, but Fields seems to be waiting for the guy to be perfectly open when that just doesn't exist in the NFL. And so, and again, I actually thought that Fields progressed in this game. Like, he wasn't good, and I want to still hold him to franchise quarterback standards. So, like, I'm not like throwing roses at the guy's feet. Mm-hmm. But if I am being honest, it was absolutely the best game of his season, even if it would have been like the sixth or seventh or eighth best game out of his nine starts last year.
He thought they improved. He thought the passing game improved.
Yeah, it did. It did. He completed completed double-digit passes for the first time this year. He completed a deep ball for the first time this year. And, what, five different guys caught passes, which is pretty horrible, but if you compare it to the rest of the league. But, like, it was actually, at times, somewhat competent.
So do you think it's understandable when he says what he said at the press conference about the passing game?
Let's hear this. The passing game being broken.
The question was from Jason Leisure. Like, you know, your passing game is not progressing. What's that about?
Justin, you said last week you kind of threw out this excuse of it's early. Now you guys are four games in. You know, as you've had a lot of time with this offense. The running game is working. Why isn't the passing game working?
Who said the passing game was working?
Well, the numbers aren't good. It's not been good.
I mean, numbers don't matter, I don't think, in my opinion. But, you know, as long as we win, like I said, that's all I care about.
So, yeah, it's obviously an inane comment.
Well,
it's nonsensical.
He's trying to hold on to whatever positives he did have, and he did have some positives, which you just reeled off.
Right, but when he's – sure. But the question – at least as I understood it, was kind of like in the aggregate. Maybe he could say, hey, it's post-game, and today I didn't think it was broken. Did you see the 56-yard completion? Mm-hmm. You still completed 50% of your passes.
And, right, but he is trying to think positively. Like,
I have no problem with Justin Fields chesting up to the media. We know that he doesn't seem to be great coming off of losses when microphones get thrust in front of his face. He is a prideful dude, so I don't really care all that much about him chesting up to Jason Leisure and the Bears media, but I thought it was obviously a fair question. But objectively, it's broken. They're 30th, 31st, or 32nd in every passing category in the NFL, literally every one.
Boy, a lot of textures getting in here with quarterbacks they'd kill Shane for.
That's not surprising.
Cordell Stewart.
This version of Cordell Stewart or that version of Cordell Stewart?
Big Ben.
This version of Big Ben?
Johnny Manziel.
Shane, these guys aren't even in the league. That's not nice.
Yeah, like I said, I didn't really need this today.
All right, sorry, man.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? Over Fields. This texture says he watched one Bailey Zappi drive and he'd take him over Justin Fields.
Not a dude. A guy who came in on the road at Lambeau as a 10-point underdog and is just slinging it all over the field, not afraid of the moment in any way, shape, or form. Not particularly physically gifted, but have you seen his college numbers?
Bailey Zappi?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't.
Dude, he like set every record last year.
Tanny, do you have those?
The guy had like 60 touchdowns.
And they're barely Zappi.
They were pretty incredible. They were pretty incredible.
I haven't seen Bailey Zappi's college numbers, and you probably still haven't seen video of Cal Raleigh walking off for the Mariners to lock them up.
I saw a video of that.
Was that great?
When he puts his hands on his head rounding second base. I got chills.
Dude, and they knew it was coming because they had walked it off the night before. They had fireworks scheduled for after the Friday game. Dave Sims, our guy Dave Sims with a beautiful call.
The best.
Wonderful guy, great play-by-play man, super fun, very happy for him.
Zappi at Western Kentucky.
This is our show.
Had completed 69% of his passes, 5,967 passing yards with 62 touchdowns.
Last year.
In a season.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's going to take Justin Fields three NFL seasons to do what this Zappi kid did at Western Kentucky in 14 games.
Can you believe?
62 touchdowns? That might take Fields 7 years.
Can you believe the Mets are going to blow this division? Got swept by the Braves now? And they're gonna squander this opportunity with DeGrom and Scherzer in the postseason? It's unbelievable. But tell me more about Bailey Zappi.
Who do you want? Throw a quarterback out there. I got something for you. Davis Mills, much better than Justin Fields right now. Geno Smith, Tua, Carson Wentz.
No, not Carson Wentz. Nailed that one. Cowboys laying 3 2-1 in Parkins versus Parkins, I mean, versus Spiegel versus Spiegel.
Carson Wentz has 8 touchdown passes this year. Justin Fields has 2.
Oh. But Carson had a lot in the first couple of games. Like, Bloom is...
We played 4 games! We played 4 games, Matt. Like, yeah, you're right.
True, Dan.
You're right.
Like, so formal today.
Very formal.
When Matthew. that's so old.
When he's challenged about Carson Wentz, he gets formal.
That's so old.
Noted.
History. Ancient history with Carson Wentz putting up big offensive numbers in here in week 4 of the NFL season.
All right, so that's Mike Martz with the whoa. Do we still have the Don Cooper whoa? It's very different energy. Very different energy.
It is.
I'll call Coop. I will. I'll call Coop.
Yeah, you get on that.
Get his thoughts on the Tony presser.
Oh, God. I want to talk about this defense ahead of Mark Grody's Bears report. We were featured in something on Fox pregame. I think people were mostly watching the London game and might have missed it, but we got some national pub. And talk about, like, we know the offense is a long way to go. What about the defense? Next on The Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.